Enron's founder Ken Lay and chief executive Jeff Skilling are preparing to take the stand in their trial on fraud and conspiracy charges. The defense began calling witnesses this week. Energy journalist Robert Bryce is following the trial, and he wrote the book Pipe Dreams, Greed, Ego, and the Death of Enron. I spoke with him earlier, and he told me that the defense strategy is risky.
They're going to tell the jury that everything that Skilling and Lay did was legal. And further, they're going to, you know, remind the jury in every case they can, every instance that they can, just as they did when the prosecution was presenting its case, saying, you know, look at all these prosecution witnesses. All, you know, virtually all of them pled guilty to some crimes. They're admitted criminals. Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling did nothing wrong, and these other people around them committed the crimes, but Lay and Skilling either didn't know about it or weren't involved.
How are they going to have to tread the line of Lay and Skilling being capable CEOs and chief executives and yet not knowing what their underlings were up to?
Well, I think that's exactly it. And I think that's the really hard part for their defense. Look, Ken Lay is a PhD economist. And so how are they going to present Lay as anything but an expert when, you know, in my personal opinion, Lay may have been a PhD economist, but he couldn't read a cash flow statement. And if he could, then he clearly saw the problems that were arising.
Now, I understand another prong of their strategy is to say, well, actually, nothing illegal or very little illegal went on at Enron to begin with.
Well, and here I have to say, in all honesty, in many cases, they're right. Many of the accounting methods that Enron used, for instance, the mark-to-market accounting process, whereby they signed a contract with, say, the city of Los Angeles and signed a long-term gas supply contract that might have been worth, you know, $100 million. Well, they would take net present value on that contract, say, $80 million, and pull that into the current accounting period at that time. That was perfectly legal. So Enron, in many cases, was doing following the exact letter of the law. The problem is, were they following the spirit of the law?
Now, both Lay and Skilling are scheduled to testify. Is that controversial?
Well, look, I mean, they don't have a choice. You know, if these guys want to convince the jury that they, you know, are innocent, and both of them are facing decades potentially behind bars, they have to get on the witness stand. This isn't a choice for them. So I think that was decided early on.
Now, the problem that I've heard with Jeff Skilling in particular is that he was not exactly a people person, that he could come off as aloof and haughty at times, whereas Ken Lay was seen as more, you know, sort of talking to the guy in the elevator and was a friendlier kind of person all the way around and would make a better impression with jurors. So is it a bigger risk to put Jeff Skilling on the stand?
Well, I think it clearly is, because you're right. I mean, Skilling was seen by many people at Enron as an arrogant jerk. So, yes, of course, there's a risk. And I think that you know that the Department of Justice lawyers are sharpening their knives when they get to cross-examine him. And I think that that's going to be probably the most exciting part of the trial.
How big a problem is it that Ken Lay's lead attorney, Mike Ramsey, has been in the hospital for a surgical procedure and hasn't been able to focus on the case in the last few weeks?
Well, I think it clearly hurts. Ramsey's a very smart guy, and he spent a lot of time in the courtroom, and it comes off very well to the jury. He's an older man, and, you know, he comes off as kind of very genial. That said, remember, Skilling and Lay have combined spent something like $40 million on their defense effort. So there's a whole line of lawyers behind Mike Ramsey who can pick up for him if he's out.
Robert Bryce is the author of Pipe Dreams, Greed, Ego, and the Death of Enron. Robert Bryce, thank you.
Thank you.